Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. Seth, there are a few people responding to our segment during headlines when we talked about Shannon Sharpe liking tweets, and you and I kind of went into a tangent on just Twitter in general. 7638 on the Trailer Wheel and Frame text page. Seth, are you doing any social media in lieu of Twitter, or are you off it altogether?
I'm doing YouTube. So the Seth Payne Show.
Got a burgeoning YouTube channel right now.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Which
it's different, obviously. It's not, but I get to interact with people. I interact with people when I do my live streams. And that's a lot more fun because you don't tend to get the things aren't lost in translation as much as they are on Twitter. You sit and you work for 3 minutes to try to craft a tweet, and then it ends up insulting a person because you misplaced something. It doesn't happen as much on video.
I don't think so. Yeah. If they're watching on YouTube and interacting with you, they're more purposeful in being there too. You know, like
that's true. Yeah, that's the nice thing about YouTube is like people come and stay for like 20 minutes.
Yeah,
Like on some of the video, like if I've got like an average watch time of 20 minutes, I've got some people that are staying there an hour, and like, yeah, they're not just some randoms that are, just out there to be bleep holes on Twitter.
Yeah. DeAndre Hopkins, he is a free agent right now. I think a lot of people had a long list of teams that certainly the list of teams he can help is a very long list of teams. He's still a very good player. The list of teams where he's a fit is a different story, both stylistically, his availability is an issue, and obviously the salary cap is an issue as well. It appears as though maybe, being tongue-in-cheek, but it sounds like a memo may have gone around to the league about how to answer DeAndre Hopkins' questions for opposing head coaches. And let's take a listen to some of these. Kevin Stefanski was asked, and we'll rate how good they did at dodging the DeAndre Hopkins question here. Here was Kevin Stefanski, head coach of the Browns, earlier this week at the Browns charity golf tournament, asked about Hopkins.
As you know, Jeff, I really, really like our wide receiver room. I love the guys that are in there. Andrew and his crew are always looking at every avenue and that type of thing. So I won't comment specifically on the player other than to say I really like our roster.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. That's also, remember too, like Stefanski's been through this before already. With the signing of Deshaun, he basically deferred to Andrew Berry, the GM, a lot.
Yeah.
And so he's got that down pat. Like when it comes to questions about personnel that I don't feel like answering, hey, we got personnel people for that. And you'll talk to the GM, I would say, about once every 2 years, okay?
Yes. There you go. Now, the dynamic that Stefanski has going on that these next few that we're going to hear from don't is that 10 feet away, his quarterback was answering questions about DeAndre Hopkins and talking about how awesome he is, and he talks to him all the time.
Yeah.
So he's got – Cleveland is dealing with a different set of encyclopedias than some of these other teams because of the relationship Deshaun Watson has with him. I think that's safe to say. Robert Saleh, head coach of the New York Jets. He was asked about DeAndre Hopkins.
You guys were in on Odell when he was a free agent. DeAndre Hopkins, now another veteran receiver, is still pretty good. He's available. Is that something you guys intend on pursuing, or are you happy with your current receiving core, and that's not an avenue you're going to go down?
No, we love our current group. I know there was some stuff with Odell, but other than that, we love our group.
Other than Odell might be an upgrade for us, we love everybody.
Well, yeah, and the Odell stuff, I guess the reporter was asking the question. You guys were in. He said you were in on Odell, which is a little bit presumptuous, I guess. They had explored with Odell or talked to him. And
well, they had a meeting set up with him that he canceled. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I guess that's, you know, in on him, whatever that means. Yeah. But that was also back when Aaron Rodgers wasn't fully in the fold yet, and Odell was reportedly on that hot list.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I found it entertaining that Saleh kind of said, it felt like he wanted to say, like, listen, that was just to keep Aaron Rodgers interested, okay? So, I think that's actually, Saleh's pretty open and frank with the media in a refreshing way. I feel like most coaches probably would have listened to that and thought, like, he's saying too much. You don't want to run the risk of, like, offending somebody or whatever, or who knows? You never say never. Maybe you do end up wanting DeAndre Hopkins a month or two from now. You just give the really, really boring answer instead of that.
Yep. So far, Stefanski and Saleh, the things they have in common is they immediately lean on, we love the guys we have. Yeah. And neither of them have mentioned Hopkins by name. And before we get to the next one, which is Mike Vrabel, he was asked about Hopkins yesterday. We should point out, like, there's no tampering that they need to worry about. Hopkins is a free agent. So a lot of times when guys get asked about certain players, well, if they're under contract to another team, even when everybody knows they want out, they won't comment on them because you don't want to get fined $100,000 or whatever. Here's Mike Vrabel, Tennessee Titans head coach, asked about DeAndre Hopkins.
You guys have any interest in DeAndre Hopkins?
You know, I think our focus has always been about the players that we have here, and we'll keep you updated as, you know, we continue to add players to the roster.
That guy like that available, is that kind of what you were touching on when you had mentioned, you know, how there's another phase of free agency, how it's not finished?
Well, players come available at different times of the year, all the way up until the trade deadline, and then, you know, some of those veteran players that may be out there. That signed throughout the offseason and training camp and even into the season. So, you know, player acquisition is always going to be something that you can try to add to your roster at different times.
Vrabel gets the best score so far because he had to dodge two questions about DeAndre Hopkins.
It got almost like I feel like what tactic people are trying to use is like, I'm going to ask you about a generality.
Yeah.
And maybe in talking about a generality, you'll somehow say, well, and actually in this instance, we put DeAndre on a 6 out of 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 of guys that we would like to sign right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So far, the go-to answer is we like our guys. We like our guys. Now, let's see what Dan Campbell. You know, Detroit is my sleeper pick for DeAndre Hopkins is the Detroit Lions. I think there's a lot of reasons, a lot of good reasons he'd be a fit on the Detroit Lions. Here is Dan Campbell asked about DeAndre Hopkins yesterday.
What is your satisfaction with the wide receivers room, and are you intrigued by the potential of DeAndre Hopkins since he is available?
Yeah, I'll make a comment on that. That one, but I like our receiver room. You know, I think we got a good mix of different types of guys. You know, I think it's important really in your skill position between tight ends, backs, and receivers that you have a mix of different types of skill sets. And I feel like we have that. You know, we got possession, explosive, we got speed, you know, we got consistency, quickness. So I just think we have a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things. And so the more versatility you have, that opens up your packages personnel-wise and matchup-wise.
Which category? My favorite category is consistency. We've got speed. We've got possession. Yeah. We've got hands. We've got consistency. That's the one I would – while it's a great compliment, I feel like that's the one. Like, well, so which role do you fill? Consistency.
It's about you on the consistent
show up one. Every day. Yeah.
Everybody else is all about it. But across the board, if they feel that way,
yeah.
I think the Bills are a hot item, a hot ticket item, or at least people have said, like, partly because DeAndre, the first quarterback that DeAndre mentioned when asked about which quarterbacks you would want to play with, the first one was Josh Allen, correct?
Yep, that is correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think that, like, and that's. I've told people to take it with a grain of salt, that power ranking of five quarterbacks that DeAndre wanted to take, that wanted to play for, because it did not, he did not have a pre-prepared list. He was just kind of thinking of it as he went. But Josh Allen was his immediate answer. That was the one where I would say, okay, that was a pretty emphatic. Now, he's been linked to Buffalo before, and, you know, maybe he's fueling into that a little bit. But I got to tell you, Sean, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit dumb because I'm reading this story by Tim Graham, who's the Buffalo writer for The Athletic.
Yeah.
And I had to read this sentence a few times. Hopkins publicly, and I like Tim Graham a lot. You want writers who are going to go after coaches and GMs? Tim Graham.
He's your guy?
Tim in a press conference? Yeah, he'll get after it. So, but this sentence confused me a little bit.
Okay.
Hopkins publicly has expressed a strong desire to play with Bills quarterback Josh Allen, but one of the league executives who is a but one of the league executives who has communicated with Hopkins' camp said his preferred passer won't supersede his preferred payout.
That tells me he's prioritizing money more than he's prioritizing what quarterback he's playing with.
Okay, I got it. So Deshaun's preferred passer.
DeAndre.
DeAndre's preferred passer isn't going to be more important than the payout.
Dude, okay. Tim Graham, maybe your guy to go after coaches. He's not the guy to construct a clear, non-confusing sentence right there.
You should have just said DeAndre's preferred passer won't supersede his preferred payout.
Said money might be more important than the quarterback he plays with. Okay. What are you doing?
Well, because the problem is when you start talking about these anonymous executives and you start throwing pronouns around, you're like, well, wait.
Yeah.
Who's he? Which one is he? I have no idea which he you're talking about in this sentence.
That's
okay.
True. Yeah.
So, all right. So I was okay. It was okay that I was a little bit confused.
Hell yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm surprised I was able to kind of pick up what I was getting nervous.
Without even having to, just listening to it instead of looking at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's true. That could.
I got distracted by the alliteration. Yeah. Preferred passer. Preferred payout.
Maybe that's what he was going for. Mm-hmm. Who cares about how it's structured? Alliteration is the key. Last one here from a coach. As you notice, the first four coaches whose audio we played all decided to answer the Hopkins question by sprinkling a little bit of sugar on their current wide receiver room, paying compliments to varying degrees to the wide receivers already in the building, how much they love them, how much they love the different things they bring to the table. Here was Bill Belichick when asked about DeAndre Hopkins.
Bill, DeAndre Hopkins now, a free agent, someone who's spoken very highly of. Do you guys have any interest in pursuing him?
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on players that aren't on this team.
And I'm not going to pay compliments to the guys who are on this team either.
Not really all that fun
ever.
The guys who are on this team. I
hate these guys.
So I blame these guys.
Worst group of guys ever.
I told DeAndre Hopkins that I loved him once, and I've never heard the end of it since. I'm not gonna fall into that honey trap again.
Yeah,
honey trap. That's what it is. James Palmer. I think that was James Palmer.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. I was going to say to you, it sounded like James Palmer asking that question right there. Yeah.
That's where James was going out on a limb there, saying you've said in the past.
Yeah.
That can be, and James is very, very good at basically presenting things well. Like, people like James. Just flat out, they end up like disclosing things to him just because they feel like he's a really likable guy. I was surprised that he went there, that he said you've said in the past or that you admire DeAndre that you've professed it in the past. Coaches don't like being told what they've said because usually there's enough of a difference, you know? Like, well, I didn't say it exactly that way.
Got the video right here, coach. Look, I kind of pulled up on my phone.
Coach, you were basically drooling all over him.
He was.
You couldn't stop talking about how much you loved him.
He was. It was wild.
Like Kendrick Bourne and Juju Smith-Schuster. Juju is our big offseason move. People are super excited about it.
Is that where Juju is now? Juju's.
Oh, that was their big move.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. Okay. Good luck, Bill.
Devontae Parker.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. right, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.